truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don Lemon
in a car on his way to the airport, on his way to Louisiana to cover the elections tonight. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. It's time to get out and vote. Time to get out and vote. The midterm elections, especially down south, black voter turnout is everything. Both Republicans and Democrats would like to pick up the vote, the black vote. Republicans aren't counting on the black vote, but Democrats, as usual, they are counting on it, and they're doing it big time. From Arkansas to Georgia to Louisiana to North Carolina, candidates and their surrogates are pulling no punches, trying to appeal to black voters. In Georgia, liberal groups sent out flyers with photos of black kids holding signs that say, "Don't shoot." The title above the poster reads, "If you want to prevent another Ferguson in the future, vote." In North Carolina, a radio ad targeted black voters by referencing the killing of Trayvon Martin.
Tillis even led the effort to pass the type of stand your ground laws that caused the shooting death of Trayvon Martin.
So some flyers sent to the homes of African Americans even feature photos of lynchings and hangings. If it seems desperate, it is. It is. John Davis, who is a North Carolina political consultant and analyst, told the International Business Times that political operatives are selling the fear factor of going back to the old South. Whether that will work or not, nobody knows, because it hasn't been done before, not in such an in-your-face manner. Most political analysts believe those ads won't actually inspire African Americans to go to the polls. The good old-fashioned things will inspire African Americans to go to the polls. Early voting and Sunday voting will be more likely. Well, they'll play the biggest role in getting black voters out in any substantial numbers. The Senate is currently 55 to 45 in favor of Democrats. And with just eight seats, that's really at a toss-up right now. Most polling is showing that Republicans have the momentum. In a midterm election, voter turnout is never as high for any demographic group as it is in a presidential election year. So Democrats are trying their darndest to change that. By this time around, by getting black voters to turn out in the same numbers, almost as high as they did in 2012, when a black man was at the top of the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, but it's really not likely, which means the last 2 years of president in office, President Obama will more than likely have to contend with a Republican-controlled House and Senate. If you think he faced gridlock before, you ain't seen nothing yet. If he's got a Republican Senate and a Republican House, it's going to be tough for the last 2 years of his presidency.
Impossible.
Not tough. Impossible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You think it is going
to
be impossible.
And we have the power to change the whole thing. Yeah. Black people have the power to turn this whole thing around.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing to change the whole thing? And if there's any time where your vote
counts,
has the power, and is worth going out and getting out to the polls to vote, it's this time. More important maybe now than it is during the presidential year.
Do me a favor. After you vote, 646464, text me and tell me you voted and tell me what the lines look like at your polling place.
And if there are any difficulties.
And if there are any difficulties, I got a number for you to call. We have people ready to take action. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Ken Smuckler and the lawyers are standing by. All right, Don.
Have a great day. I'll see you on the TV.